Support for Where You Eat on WWNO comes from Care Restaurant and Hotel Supply. More at CAIRESupply.com.
If the walls at the Dewdrop Inn could talk, they'd probably sing. Maybe they'd also laugh along to memories of comedy acts here and marvel at the pantheon of other performers who came through, and perhaps talk of those momentous nights when superstars of American music visited its small stage. Today, the walls around this nearly lost, now resurgent landmark of New Orleans history and black culture are filling again with stories of the past and also excitement for the future. And yes, that includes lunch and drinks. In its first heyday, from the 1940s through the 60s, the Dewdrop Inn was a hotel, restaurant, music club, and barbershop. During Jim Crow-era segregation, it was a magnet for black talent, a hub for black New Orleans social life, and an oasis for black travelers in the region. In the decades since, the Dewdrop Inn would live on in lore, while its property on LaSalle Street in Central City deteriorated and tilted further towards what looked like the end. But it has a new beginning now that proprietor Curtis Doucette Jr. bought it and brought it back. The new Dewdrop Inn is now open after a sweeping renovation. At one grand opening concert, the soul queen, Irma Thomas, sang the same set she performed at the Dewdrop 63 years earlier. Day to day, though, the Dewdrop is poised to be a special hospitality space for New Orleans. It is again a hotel and a music venue, one suffused with history. It's also a bar for an anytime drink, and a restaurant, serving breakfast and lunch through the week and weekend brunch. Marilyn Doucette, the owner's aunt, is well known for her healthier spin on Creole flavor at her French Market stand. Now, she runs the kitchen at the Dewdrop Inn, too. The Dewdrop Inn was many things in the past. That's true again as it begins a new chapter. The biggest thing the Dewdrop Inn is now, though, is back. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty. Well, we can work it out. Yes, we can.